There we go.
106.7 and Mwanze. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
La Zambia. Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletic Playbook, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zf. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
Headlines. Man arrested in Eastern Province for defiling and impregnating 14-year-old stepdaughter. Rare unity in Parliament over gold mine ownership motion commended. And in global news, at least 14 dead in South Korea floods and landslides. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Police in the Eastern Province have arrested a stepfather, Maxwell Piri, for defiling and impregnating his 14-year-old stepdaughter. According to the Eastern Province Commissioner of Police, Robertson Wemba, the matter was reported to the police by the victim's 32-year-old mother yesterday, after which the accused was arrested. Mr. Mwemba says that the victim, a grade 7 pupil, who was defiled and impregnated between January and June 2025, in Chichele village, was forced to terminate the pregnancy by the stepfather, leading to her experiencing abdominal pains. In a related matter, police in Kasenengwa district have arrested a 20-year-old man, Paul Nurenda, for allegedly defiling and impregnating a 15-year-old grade 7 pupil of the same area. According to Eastern Province Commissioner of Police Robertson Wemba, the matter, which was reported at Chiparamba police post by the victim's father, Bernard Mbao, occurred between March and July 2025. He says police have opened dockets in both matters, issued medical reports, and have arrested the accused persons. The Department of Immigration has removed a total of 175 illegal immigrants from Zambia in a series of operations conducted on Friday, 18th June 2025, across various regions of the country. According to Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka, 132 of the individuals were removed from Lusaka following a joint operation carried out on 4th July in different parts of the capital city, comprising 115 Burundians, 10 Tanzanians, 6 Rwandese and 1 Congolese national. He says the Solwezi Regional Immigration Office also removed 43 Tanzanian nationals on the same day who were arrested in Mfumwe district during an ongoing crackdown on illegal gold mining activities. Meanwhile, in the early hours of Friday, immigration officers in Kasumbalesa conducted a targeted operation near the main border gate, leading to the apprehension of 22 Congolese nationals suspected of being in the country illegally. Mr. Nshinka adds that the suspects are currently detained at Kasumbalesa police station pending screening and possible prosecution.
The Department of Immigration in Lusaka on Friday 18th July 2025 successfully removed a total of 132 illegal immigrants from the country. The majority of the individuals removed had been apprehended during a joint operation conducted in various parts of the capital city on 4th July 2025. The group comprised 115 Burundians, 10 Tanzanians, 6 Rwandese and 1 Congolese national. In a similar development, the Solwezi Regional Immigration Office on the same day removed 43 Tanzanian nationals. These individuals were part of a group of foreign nationals arrested in ongoing operations targeting illegal gold mining activities in Mufumbwe district. The Tanzanians had violated the terms and conditions of their stay by engaging in unlawful mining activities.
Social anthropologist Dr. James Musonda has commended the unity shown by members of parliament from both the ruling UPND and the opposition Patriotic Front PF following the recent adoption of a motion on the ownership and control of gold mines in Zambia. The motion, tabled by PF lawmaker Christopher Kangombe, received rare bipartisan support, a development Dr. Musonda describes as progressive and reflective of the potential for inter-party collaboration on matters of national importance. Dr. Musonda has further noted that the motion illustrates the government's responsiveness to public concerns and shows that the UPND government sometimes listens to the voices of the Zambian citizenry. Dr. Musonda has also endorsed Mines Minister Paul Kabuswe's call for increased investment in mineral exploration, saying this aligns with discussions happening at key global forums such as the African Union, BRICS, and the G20. He has, however, emphasized the importance of inclusive development in Zambia's mining sector, particularly through the integration of artisanal, small-scale miners and local communities. The social anthropologist adds that responsible artisanal mining needs support, hence the need to extend local ownership beyond chiefs to include host communities. Usakile Mine Hospital in Kitwe treated over 242,000 patients in 2024, with 71% being members of the general public and not affiliated with the mine, Mopani Copper Mine's Chief Executive Officer Charles Sakanya has disclosed. Mr. Sakanya has also revealed that only 50,719 of the total 242,039 patients were mine employees or their dependents, representing just 29% of those treated at the facility. He says Mopani, which owns and operates the hospital, has invested heavily in upgrading its services, including the installation of state-of-the-art equipment such as dialysis and X-ray machines, as well as the construction of a new maternity theatre to improve maternal health care. Mr. Sakanya has also highlighted Mopani's recent 40-day malaria prevention campaign, which saw the spraying of more than 31,000 houses and community disinfection exercises aimed at disrupting mosquito breeding sites. Meanwhile, Mr. Sakanya has disclosed that the company has introduced a Shima meal program for miners during work hours, with over 90 community workers engaged to run the canteen, which enables miners to access meals either on the surface or underground.
The hospitals have treated 242,039 patients in the year 2024, 50,719 were Mopani employees, a mere 21%. 79% of all the people we treated were from the general public. So you can see that our hospitals are playing a part in preserving life.
We talk about Malaria, which is a businessman from Chongwe District, has been crowned the ultimate theater legend and walked away with a staggering 950,000 kwacha cash prize. The grand finale of the Betway Theater Legends tournament was held in Lusaka last night, where Mr. Zimba emerged victorious after intense rounds of play and leaderboard battles. And speaking to journalists after being crowned winner, Mr. Zimba, who started playing Theater about 3 years ago, expressed his gratitude to Betway for creating